Craig, in your news, you're doing those stories related to WENS, that wireless emergency notification system. Mm-hmm. Technology helps us kind of know what's out there. They get alerts to people, or a lot of times, you know, related to weather. That seems to what affects a lot of people. And well, is there extreme weather taking place more than usual? We'll find out a little bit with meteorologist Bonnie Schneider. She's also author of the book Extreme Weather. Bonnie, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So let's talk a little bit about the extreme weather. Well, how would you define that? Is that, I mean, weather is weather, right? Or are we talking?
No, there's extreme weather. You know, it's really when you have superstorms, strong snowstorms, hurricanes, tornadoes, that's all part of extreme weather. And I know in Ohio you experience a lot of extreme weather, even in the summertime when we're dealing with those strong thunderstorms that could produce wind damage and things like that. So I think most of the U.S., no matter where you are, impacted by extreme weather.
Right. And we hear, you know, and then wildfires are kind of part of the disaster part of that, because there's, you know, because of the dry conditions or any other, you know, natural ways that they may become a fire. But we think about all those things that are going on. We talk locally, we have an emergency notification system where people can kind of get up, you know, cell phone notifications of certain weather. So technology, in a way, has kind of brought us closer to the weather, but yet we're still not being prepared. Why is that?
That's a really good point, that we're more aware that it's happening because of technology. But what's interesting is Esurance did a survey of 1,000 Americans, and while 80% of them said, absolutely, we're experiencing more extreme weather, it's getting worse, only 17% are actually using technology to become more weather aware and take precautions. I think sometimes when it's quiet and the weather is calm, people become complacent. But what I found in writing my book, Extreme Weather, is that people all over the country just impacted by these almost everyday disasters, whether it could be a strong snowstorm and they're caught off guard in their car, or a flooding situation, or you mentioned the fires. It's really becoming more weather aware, knowing the forecast before you go out and taking those tips and precautions that you can do just in case, to be ready in case, let's say, for example, you are stuck at home and you lose power. There are things that you should do before that happens.
Maybe get a generator, or at least have a supply of sustenance put away for you, I suppose.
That's true. In my book, Extreme Weather, I recommend that people have their supplies for 3 days for every family member, make sure their prescriptions are up to date, make sure they have cash at home in case ATMs don't work. Another thing that you really should do before a disaster, and this should happen yearly, is use your smartphone and take pictures of every room in your house, of your belongings. Go around your house and take pictures of the exterior for insurance purposes. This way, if you have to file a claim in the event of a disaster, you'll know exactly up to date what was in your home. You won't have to think about it, and it'll just be ready to go. It doesn't take a long time, but it's an important thing to do, because people after a disaster are dealing with so much stress, it's one less thing to worry about.
Is there a good place to store that? I mean, is there now in the cloud? Is that how we're talking about this?
Yeah, I mean, any way that you feel comfortable storing it, where you would store your most valuable possessions. You know, originally in my book, I talked a lot about having watertight containers in case of flooding for important pictures and things like that. But things have really shifted. And I think that having the way to digitize those pictures and having them ready for insurance is so important. And also communicating with everyone in the house so you're all in sync when you have a disaster plan. Make sure everybody knows how would we evacuate if we had to. Who would we contact in the event of an emergency? One of the things you can do, because we often have cell service problems after there's a disaster and power outages, is to download a Wi-Fi-enabled app to your phone so you can make calls even if you lose cell phone service. And make sure if you have teenagers, obviously they're very technology savvy, but make sure everyone in the family's in sync and knows what to do if they're separated in the event of an emergency.
We're talking today with Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist, also author of the book Extreme Weather. Does it seem that humanity or people are going into places, there's more people in these areas where wildfires, floods,
yeah,
hurricanes are taking place, so
yeah,
it becomes more crucial than maybe it had been at some point?
Oh, that's such a good point, because not only are more people living in wildfire-prone areas, wildfires are, unfortunately, the season is starting earlier and ending later, we found recently in recent years, and then people that look to go to the coastline, much more populated than even it was 10 years ago. So as we tend to go to these beautiful locations that are threatened by extreme weather, it just makes the situation worse.
Now, we're sort of where we are in this hurricane season, that's a long season, and we kind of keep an eye on the different names of the tropical storms. This season has not, at this point, if I'm not mistaken, not been too noteworthy, I guess.
Yeah, you know, we're just coming into the start of hurricane season. 2018 began on June 1st, and we've had a few storms so far. But you're right, nothing like so far what we saw last year in 2017 with all the big hurricanes. But I want everyone to keep in mind that, you know, even though you're inland in Ohio, you know, we could still have the flooding from these tropical systems. I've seen them go as far north as Vermont back with Irene a few years ago. So I think it's important to be prepared. The hurricane season, at least the peak of the season, really isn't until September 10th. So we have a ways to go. And even though this forecast for this particular hurricane season is below average, that doesn't mean that we won't see a major hurricane. It's certainly possible. Back in 1992, Andrew, the first letter, A, occurred all the way in August. So it was quiet, and then all of a sudden disaster. So it's important to be prepared.
Bonnie, here in northern Ohio, we see a tornado every now and then. Mm-hmm. Do we know more about forecasting or projecting those storms than we did maybe 10 years ago?
Yes, absolutely. The National Weather Service does an excellent job of not only alerting about tornadoes, but, you know, getting those warnings out within 10 minutes or more. Tornadoes are obviously a lot tougher to predict where they're going to go versus a hurricane, which is a large, much larger system, and it moves a lot slower, and you know, we have more time to track it. Tornadoes can pop up out of a storm very, very quickly. So, and it's interesting to know you mentioned they happen in Ohio. Absolutely. And this is the time of year when they might happen, in the summertime with the thunderstorms. So the technology has improved. Having an app on our phone that can alert us if there's a tornado warning helps. But I also highly recommend that people within their own homes, within their own families, make sure that they are ready. If there is a tornado warning, do they know where to go in their house, where the safest room is? And that's usually the most interior room. If you have a basement, that's ideal. Not everybody has that. So I always say an interior closet or bathroom and bathtub, and really the event of an emergency. But it's just, hopefully you don't have to ever use this advice, but if it does happen, you need to be ready.
Well, we appreciate the talk this morning, getting people thinking about it, because as you talk about, get prepared for that, get the little bit of survival kit you need together, also all those documentations so that you're prepared in case something does happen. If people want to find out more, maybe get a checklist, is there a good place to get some information?
Yes, absolutely. If they go to esurance.com/insights, we have all the information I discussed and even more tips to keep you and your family safe this season.
Bonnie, we appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Thanks. Bonnie Snyder joining us, meteorologist, also author of the book Extreme Weather, here talking about using technology to help us get through the day.
Oh, what is the weather? The weather, the weather. Oh, what is the weather? The weather today.